Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War. We're diving deep into the trenches of our minds today, exploring the fascinating science behind how our brains process emotions. Ever feel like your feelings are running the show? You know that feeling when you get triggered by something seemingly small, sending your whole mood on a roller coaster ride? We've all been there. Well, buckle up, because we're about to unpack the intricate wiring of our emotional circuits. Understanding how our brains process emotions isn't just some abstract brain teaser. It's a powerful tool for taking control of your life. By knowing the triggers, understanding the reactions, and learning how to navigate these emotional landscapes, you can become the captain of your own ship, instead of letting those waves toss you around. So, what are the key takeaways from this mental warfare strategy? First up, emotions aren't random. They're triggered by specific stimuli, think a stressful deadline, a frustrating traffic jam, or even that awkward encounter with someone who totally misread your vibe. Our brains have evolved over millennia to react quickly to perceived threats and opportunities, so those old survival instincts are still hardwired in our system. This explains why you might feel a surge of adrenaline when facing a public speaking challenge. It's your brain screaming, danger. Even if it's just a presentation about your favorite hobby. Second, emotions aren't black and white. There's a whole spectrum of feelings, from joy to sadness, anger to fear, and everything in between. Think about it like this. Imagine your emotional state as a color wheel. Sometimes you're bright red with anger, other times a calming blue with tranquility. Recognizing the nuances of your emotions allows for greater self-awareness, which is key to managing them effectively. Third, understanding the limbic system is crucial. This ancient part of the brain, often referred to as the emotional center, processes feelings and triggers physical responses like heart rate changes, sweating, or even a fight or flight response. Think of it like your body's emotional control panel. The more you understand how it works, the better equipped you are to manage those intense reactions. Fourth, mindfulness is your secret weapon. Practicing mindfulness involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like taking a mental step back from the emotional roller coaster, allowing you to observe your feelings without getting swept away by them. Techniques like meditation or deep breathing can help train your brain to stay calm and centered, even in stressful situations. And finally, remember, emotions are powerful, but they don't control you. By learning about how your brain processes emotions, you can take charge of your emotional well-being. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed by negative emotions, anger, sadness, or fear. Now imagine approaching that situation with awareness and calm. By practicing self-compassion, identifying triggers, and implementing mindfulness techniques, you can rewire your brain to respond to challenges with resilience and grace. Let me tell you a story about this in action. Picture this. It's a work day. Deadlines are looming, and suddenly your email inbox explodes with urgent requests. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, your heart starts racing, and you're ready to lash out at the first person who comes near you. But hold on. Remember what we just talked about? That feeling of panic is your limbic system kicking into high gear. It's interpreting those emails as threats. So, instead of reacting impulsively, take a deep breath. Remind yourself that this isn't a life or death situation, even if it feels like it, and calmly prioritize your tasks. By practicing mindfulness, you can effectively manage those intense emotions and navigate the workday with composure. So there you have it, the science behind how our brains process emotions. Remember, understanding your emotional landscape is like learning a new language. It takes time, practice, and patience, but the rewards are immense. You'll be able to handle stress more effectively, build stronger relationships, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Ready to take action? Start by paying attention to your emotions throughout the day. Notice what triggers them, how they manifest physically, and how you typically respond. Then, try incorporating mindfulness techniques like deep breathing or meditation into your daily routine. Remember, you're not just surviving this emotional roller coaster, you're mastering it. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight and crushing procrastination one day at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little mental warfare boost and leave a review if you enjoyed the show. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.